Ja, musse haltig agus a clair seo clair na gael. This is Robert Cotín Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Have you ever had tell about Bobby Bob?
And I'm here to present this programme which is called Clair na gael, and which comes to you in the English language as vis chit that sa hilg, and which comes to you in the Manx Gaelic, chinian na mera, the mother tongue of Alan Banning, the Isle of Man. As Banachtan de Trish, not infrequently in Clair na gael before now, the Celtic saints have provided a host of interesting stories, some of them perhaps bizarre and unlikely, and they sometimes show unexpected connections. However, to be honest, this is going to be a bit of a Celtic ramble rather than very structured, but there we are. Ons skielferish grim en mesit ri en eseg mo treslin, Ta ben frint zeilen erskin taus, ach, uit wanalach as njau ginnel. As nevelle inrach en develle duel de fier suri fair as fair, ach, ti ginnu fache jou, creer bi, cho rioil as wujl as dad. Clair na gael starts with a storm, or the elements, which is what the name of the Scottish group Sheehan means, as they urge their man to keep his promises. Cum na yali. Tawas geistiach, rish radio banning, stasiun an asiun, viscol ar scelia mach, vai dulish, alion banning.
Yeah.
Yes, and in the band, she and these days the three voices of Caitlin Lilly, Ailey McCormack and Ellen MacDonald, who you heard having enjoyed their own performance there, laughing about what they've just done, they're joined by the guitar of Innes White, but of course they were joined by other guest musicians there on that rendition of Cum na Gealaí, Cum na Gealdanann in Manx. The 1st of May is the feast day of St. Asaph, who gives his name, in English at least, to the town in Wales. It's not officially a cathedral city, although it has a cathedral. The Welsh name for the town is Llanelwy, with Llan meaning a church or church foundation, and Elwy is a reference to the river on which the town stands, at Afon Elwy. The religious foundation here is said, in one version of the story, to have been founded by its first bishop, Kentigern. Now, this is a reminder, perhaps, that from the white cliffs of southern England up to the River Clyde, it was all a Brythonic-speaking area. That's to say, Brythonic, ancestor of the Welsh, Cornish and Breton languages. Because Kentigern was a 6th century figure, he died just into the 7th century in 612, he was from Strathclyde, the river valley of the Clyde. He also had a nickname or pet name which was Mungo, and as St. Mungo, Glasgow Cathedral is dedicated to Kentigern. Apart from Scottish dedications, there are also dedications to him further south, mainly in Cumbria, which is again significant. We'll come back to that significance. Verion as Smeggel Birachege, as ten ven prince genu fachidje, greid de vel the Smeggel ege jean gurish gob treslen. Mach as shen vod a chulia fech cor ri an eseg mor treslen er. Ach ver er a ven prince corri ri, son juldan a fear suri, as son genu huish fachidjau, te lu. De djinn cori de vei pusht, rishin chied air te shul na dian, vis chitkus en doros ege. As hacher e de rau shen, a rena de banag rau eilach. Ve er ven frints, fegele castjul merish, as chouds vod gul red, vod fagin bwyl yndesach, as vrai je in a rena de banag, kwai slesh na bwyl sio, dreger e, Slesh ri an eseg mor treslenad, a sliats vechad, de bech eshenneg de chiau. As dili ish mach, o she tuteg de jaru va misha trai, de rau ri an eseg mor treslenem, as eshen chum mai. Esh du de fer va shul na dayan, and dunya sheshek, hennel a dunya, well, hennel eshen de te ginshtay, nevelli kunta mona jenach, ti bwishel, drau dunya sheshe eliek. Now, Breton singer Dom Duff takes heart here in singing a song which is called, well, just that, Calon.
Atomic, ich bin ein Hund. bajo firmaba halo, guare que más quiniera ton, crazy de mar en los que pon creo alo. Bas mahalo, ni don majo en, hiriga hanon, tal mafure, a huira greis a galon lauen, mistis mafen.
And just as in Manx and in English, Cree or heart literally means, of course, heart, but can also mean courage, the Royal Cree to take heart. And it's the same in Breton, and there Dom Duff sang Calon, meaning heart or courage. And Dom Duff is the singer who spells his name Dom, D-O-M, and then he spells his surname capital D, lowercase U-F, and then capital F at the end, Dom Duff. Lug den ven Prince Fag and the Bouljindesach shen, renke tai bach. Ashore, for tai and dunya shesha hek and the reina de banag, as on shen ve aru becha kujach. Ach, henke macht na dodde wenn Prinz Ginu aber magiter tai de kiat, gurisch Ginu eil na kogra. As maso van denje sheshe kori de Ginu aber elje, as henke macht raun a lauenek ro bedde, de fi sladden shelly de Ginu basgaden, na de snu an oder rauwe snai garu, kor merek liege fool. Maar zo rennen dan je sjeje kjonnach a baard de fuut, as de hein chroganach, as vi courage de chrek ad ze verga, vi goil njera de bechi fagri tek pecha bi as enori as de bechi djinnu fagri gi. Ach, ho eilen vi der au slai araltach de ik kreer bi bi de hiras on de puut, as ren perja cornerga gi gin goil na puut hin. Ach, lug shen vi currit lish bart elia de fuit, as vi uns ullion na vergi, as na puit na shad u roi. Tre, henk sai dur cabil mestia sha, as renne snappar al stiach uns main de puit, as vad smoshit uns tausen mir. Tret, and ven frint skold a valias ginst an dunya sheshek machion an drach eek, te corri. Now, with the area of Strathclyde having been Brythonic-speaking, the lands associated with it stretched into what is now Cumbria in England. However, the name of Cumbria is exactly the same root as the Welsh name for Wales, Cymru. The name Wales is from a Germanic root and bestowed on the area by people from outside, looking on those who lived there as strangers, foreigners. And there are many places across Europe where some form of the name has been used, showing that these were a different set of people living there. Wallachia, Wallonia, the Walloons of Belgium and the Netherlands are such people, and Welshland, is the German name for the French-speaking part of Switzerland. Now, apart from Wales itself, there's the Horn of Land, Corn, the land of the foreigners, Cornwall, who were Brythonic speakers, so the Horn of Land of the foreigners is Cornwall. Within what is now England, there are place names beginning Wall as well that seem to have been Brythonic enclaves surrounded by Germanic settlers. Thank you. Osborne on fiddle, Robert Smythe on accordion, Julie Matthews on flute, and Pether Cubley on whistle with An Sean Ernach Chirach, recorded for the Manx Folk Dance Society. Manx Radio! Shene the Jarrow, Shen Stashun and Ashun, Shen Radio Banning the Jarrow, as on Shaw, Shay Clare, Nagale, Visra Clash and Carnish, Meron Peen, Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert Carslach.
Did they ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
To Clare Nagale, Reclash and Rish, Rishacht and Lugji Guller Scalia Mach, as Shen through Dinadega Radio Banning, as Erich Raman, Eish Rish. The podcast Jint J. Clare Regalius, as the Shen Regedden Nasty through Dinadega Radio Banning, and through Keredron Podcast Elia, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Audible, Spotify, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, na Alexa. Cumbria and Cymru, derived from the Brythonic cum bro, fellow country, so they saw each other as fellow countrymen. The early tales known as the Mabinogi are thought of as Welsh texts, but although collected there, quite a few of the stories are actually set in the area of Strathclyde, with expeditions into what is now Cumbria. And that's an area known as Yr Hen Gogledd in Welsh, the Old North, the Brythonic kingdom of Strathclyde with its capital at Alltclyd, now known in a name derived from the Gaelic as Dumbarton, the fort of the Britons. These areas were known as part of the traditional stories of later Welsh culture, even when the Brythonic-speaking areas had been lost. The Strathclyde Christian figure of Kentigern, or Mungo, came to be associated with a town on the Avon Elwy. Now, one tradition makes Kentigern, as I mentioned, the first bishop of this religious foundation of Llan Elwy, and St Asaph is said to have been a disciple, a follower of Kentigern. And St Asaph it was who became the second bishop after Kentigern, so it said. Quai ren riu clastion jane lid as ve the high uns ullion a vergi lesh put chroganach, dorten dunya sheshe ekrisha ven prince. Nish, square by Kenya. Tammy fag in the valu cuis on ober cajin bi. Tammy vryach de castel de era, velad giri callion early. As dorted novellat nai failu. Egan chud slew niu geddon de chud vechi mnasti. As henk ni na ri, de ve na callion early, de ve sumnich tre erbi eg a chogra, as de chulina an overs dockery. Ons dach pogadek renny kion la pot beg, as renny corli tai on dau, cre erbi var marn, as les shen vat gul erbege. Hachere, lad rau, tref a failure gin, jay banish a French shinner, the jach a ben bach susna grecian, as vi na chiadu lurish doris a chamer high, the hagen of a tachard. As tref a seiljagan sa wall, henk and sheshach's jach on, as dach pech na spwecht na pech roshan, as with a chulli rid on, jay solicit a stormage. Trellisic Gardens are in Cornwall, overlooking the Carrick Roads, the deep water estuary there. Cornish singer Frank Franklin saw a man sitting on a bench, looking out over the Carrick Roads, sitting in Trellisic Gardens, and he wrote this song, which he called simply Trellisic.
Parading the town with my one tree, pal, you are mine. Forever. Fooling around, I can see us now in the gardens that we cherish. And you'd amuse the warden while I would pinch the plants so we were young.
Singer and songwriter Frank Franklin and his song Trellisic, based on Trellisic Gardens there where he saw a man sitting on a bench looking over the Carrick roads. Es muni a ben prince erin eri ec hin, lesh cri trimsach. As renni dobran a morn as an erd wanalus ve ec roshen, ver cor liawi cho ingel, as erchomei on swish barknet. As chaws fy'n y cler yn dy fi, cho me, as cho medda, as cho mai y soroc, gul er ymwyr, go, hwg as fai nis ys rys, ynach na siarfent yn cywgi brwliach na ghe, rennu cor ons na poged yn ec, as fe ffoi cor li taiad. As eis hai y prins hyn sia, as e comrych on sidia as velfod, lest triacht mygyrt y wanol. Ys tre honnig e a ben elen y siadw sy doros. Gaw i greim jain lawec. Ys rhen i greiniach i dy gawns yn meris. Ach, rhen i gobl. Ys eis oliw a craw. Er y fe honnig i dyne rhi yn eseg mo treslen fôn. Fer jit dy hwr i ori ys fi ar chor ar siwle les fachyd. Fe niaw emyrtiach dy lladw naiaga, llar neu stiach sy tsemer, as dol tajamach ren y bond efo dy chwlio na poged yn ac cionlt, brysia. One of the tales of St. Asaph as a young disciple of St. Kentigern, St. Mungo, was that he brought him live coals in his clothing, without doing any damage whatsoever to his clothing or, in fact, to himself. St. Asaph evangelised mainly in what became Flintshire in north-east Wales, and the area he centred on became a village known as Llan Asa, the Church of St. Asaph. The bishop of the area, and I think the use of the term bishop is honorific rather than official, was apparently, this was the first bishop, apparently a Brythonic figure called Cundern rather than Kentigern. But when Cundern moved away and went among the fellow countrymen in Cumbria, St Asaph instead became the leading Christian figure at Llanelwy. There are several churches and some holy wells dedicated to St Asaph, including Ffynnon Asa, which is the second largest holy well in Wales. Noting that connection with St Kentigern, there was a Scottish cult of St Asaph as well, but for many years a fair was held in the town in Wales to celebrate the feast day of St Asaph on the 1st of May. The quartet Shawling Hears Us is from Limerick, and don't be fooled by the quiet opening here, as they throw themselves into the well-known Irish traditional song Cailleach an Airgid, The Old Woman with Money. She's your grandmother, the old woman with the money, though, the hag with the money. Shedawa Moe, Kalyuch and Yaragid. An energetic version by Limerick quartet Shawlin. Here's with us. The Normans made St Asaph's an official see in the 12th century. From 1670 to 1680, the Bishop of St Asaph was Isaac Barrow. He'd been translated to St Asaph's from Soda and Man, where he was, of course, bishop from 1663 to 1671. There was a year's overlap between Soda and Man and St Asaph. Isaac Barrow had set up the educational fund which was used for King William's College, but the alumni are known as Barrowians. In the island, Isaac Barrow was bishop, a Lord Spiritual, but also governor, a Lord Temporal. So it must have been something of a change for him to be without those worldly powers at St Asaph. However, he used his energies to make substantial repairs to the cathedral and bishop's palace. He built an almshouse for the 8 poor widows, and he planned a free school, although actually he didn't get to build the free school before he died. And in fact, his gravestone at St Asaph caused something of controversy by inviting people to go into the cathedral and to pray for his soul. Now, of course, that was a controversy because that was a practice of the Catholic Church rather than of the Church of England. So a slight furore after his death even from Isaac Barrow in St Asaph. Ren the pwch tush mach as. As ren the nauri rhaim a geirt, as ren brwliach skilt mach, the chulia wall. As trair en an sly, fag and shen, va gerach di moor as crejoch, as ve goil huish nera, drawi buishel, drawi tausen fai fo hollow. Renny sidech agus a doris der ayer sulvine ball, trair ren dinya tertanig, carter na grishin. As trair ichi ershen, she ri yn eseg mo treslin fo'n rhys. Dwrt ei ri ond cyrraech ingel. Na gawal. Mish as y dynia fy siwl na daen, as merish fel bech as y weg wol beg, ta shingen o'n nen. Son a grai e mort, hwg mi mŵn far edach. A she mish fy'n brysyn na pwch, ed ons fa chwmwyd ei saidw o'r cabel. Ren mi ulyw jy shen, da hiar nus da chri morach, as da cherach da ed wanalus, hog ors da yinu fachid jim. Eish ren i co da siar was dorti, ta chwisha ger jintem, as chanel mi fiw da ve da ven hiesha.
Thank you.
triple harp player, the Welsh triple harp from Machynlleth, is Ceres Habana. Ceres Habana, they're her two given names. She doesn't use her surname like many other Welsh artists. So Ceres Habana, and she was playing the Welsh traditional tune, Y Pibydd Coch, the Red Piper.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.
Stasiwn yn asiwn, sioch ei dy ffyr sien dy grei, Radio Fanning, as ag y tre ton, tawys geis diach rys Clair na gael. Se Robert Cytin Carswell, mis Robert y Carslach.
Have you heard tell of Owl Bobby Bob?
Ach, dŵr dri yn es eg mo treslin rys y ben ffrins. Gaw cri. Tan y droch len yng ngwl sia. Nis, ligdyn jynw ffeilio jyn fanishain. Eish henks jack nam rensh yr veishach as huggad mwy edach stoma. As henken air ega, as ulyun a kurt ern. As huggad dori yirian son manrus, ons chit of a pusht, rish ri an es eg mor reshlen. As eish henk toyach der jinnu gin de jaru. Chanodum ach buishol de vodach us as mish, ar veyon shen yis. And Shen Jera Skeel Shen, signed out grey in a well me rue a clash na Skeel Shen Rosh Nish, Rosh Marouchin Deus a Gilg Guller Corori. Gian gus a na Skeel, well, chilly rack to face him, Michion Shen to slying grey, snyach the ben, son en Michalian show. Vis order na foglan sa bêl, cat de lure, ach hynny sniach da vis benni, ach calion ta cha ben a sniach da. Ma so iarin da fel yn calion sio, jay benid sniach di. Another bishop of Soda and Man who was translated to the See of St. Asaph was Thomas Fowler Short. Thomas Fowler Short was Bishop of Soda and Man from 1841 to 1846, and then he became Bishop of St. Asaph from 1846 to 1870. Thomas Fowler Short was the son of William Short, who'd been appointed as the Archdeacon of Cornwall. Now, whilst that was based in Truro, Truro Cathedral was still some way off at that time. There had been St. Mary's Church in Truro since 1259 with various rebuilds, but the foundation stone of Truro Cathedral, the three spires, wasn't laid until 1880, and work wasn't completed until 1910, and the remains of St. Mary's are incorporated into the part of the cathedral. The leading architect for Truro Cathedral was John Loughborough Pearson, and he was married to Jemima Christian, the cousin of Pearson's friend, Ewan Christian. And Ewan Christian was a great church architect. He was employed by the Church of England for that role, and he became president of the Royal Institute of British Architects, and he was a descendant of the Christians of Milntown. John Loughborough Pearson was also, apart from Truro Cathedral, he was also the architect of the new Kirkbraddon in 1873. A young girl goes to the shore, and there she takes the form of a hornless beast, a mailie. And this is a song of the bald beast, I suppose you could say, the hornless beast. And it seems to be what Scottish singer Kim Carney is singing about here, a rather mysterious song. Jamila, Kim Carney, a song in Scottish Gaelic, and the song of the hornless beast. And as I say, Mailey is a word that's used commonly in the island before the days when cattle were habitually dehorned, and so a cow that had lost its horns or didn't develop horns was a Mailey and didn't have horns at all. It's the same word that's found in the Mule Hill and in the name Mull Chryst, for example, various mull names. Mule is a bald-headed hill, and Mull Chryst, for example, is the bald follower of Christ, and so on, in all those names, where it denotes a monk who had the tonsure, he had his head shaven as a form of religious respect. So anyway, that's all on the Beast Jamila by Kim Carney. Now, this is all very discursive, I know, but Cornwall has been part of this narrative as the horn of the land of the strangers, Cornwall. And now with Truro Cathedral and its very slight Manx connections, as I say, designed by the same man who designed Newkirk Braddon, it's a bit like the articles you used to get in the newspapers about someone who'd made the news and they tried to demonstrate some sort of Manx connection with that person, no matter how slender. But as well as being the feast day of St Asaph, the 1st of May, that's also the feast day of St Briach, another Cornish saint who this time, who gives his name to a village in Cornwall. However, St Briach was from what was to become Cardiganshire in West Wales, where there's the village of Llandyfriog, the church of Briach. For many of these early Celtic holy men, Cornwall was a bridging point linking Wales and Brittany. In Cornwall is St Briach, and in Brittany is St Brieuc. And he's one of the seven founder saints of Brittany, and he died at one of his Breton foundations. Because of his charity, St Briach is the patron saint of pursemakers. She mayna yawr of on, as when a flog and snyachty tushum gurish fedjig and vine spare, as for ben rain na sai eg an unyegek as ish gavracha, as for frame an ovos nejek, as ebony. As chauds vi gavracha as ish blech a mach na kyrn er an yachta, renni broda a verek, as hutch voi tri bainan folla er an yachta. As tre honiki creich o gyal as cha jerg as vi, durti ri hin. O, der au peche em, cha ben a snyachta, cha djerg as fool, as cha du as a foij e frame an over snedje em. Cha ne fod an a san mi ve, der rugri nien lesh crag an cha ben a snyachta, lesh melen cha djerg as fool, as lesh fault cha du as ebony, as vi enmesich benid snyachti. As trevish rugich hura ben ren bes. Trevor Blaine and all Shah, Renneri goil ben chesha elia, ben elan, ach mornach astronesach, as chadoddi surl pecher bi, de vei na sela na ish. Now, Gwendol Mowy is from Brittany, and he's living in Colchester, and there he's joined by Emma and Tom Hardy, and they play together as the Trio Sauzon, the Saxon trio. And Gwendal leads the way on the Breton song Metig.
Il yoma cavresi zel di tosti de glewe. Il yoma cavresi zel di tosti de glewe. Anestores barero la no la 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 no. La 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 no. Amufuan yukana. Anestores barero la 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 la. Amufuan yukana. Meza upanyo wang meza stampigambe.
Gwendal Moele from Brittany, but living in Colchester, as I say, joined by Emma Hardy on fiddle and Tom Hardy on guitar. The Gles Hurastal Obi Egana Ben Chesha Shaw, as we cleacht at Rishwena Shadow Roy, as Jean Stiach Onji as Grey, Gles Hurastal Er a Wall of Mortau, Koi Wissen Versela, as Ulu Jow, as Yenach a Gles Hurastal Fregert. She ustan fair sailor a solu jow. As we gent buyach, no drau fisek, drau a glass hurustal, lort an irinia. Another Celtic saint whose feast day is the 1st of May is Corentin from the Lizard Peninsula in Cornwall, who also crossed over to Brittany, where he's another of the seven founder saints of Brittany. He had a fish from which he cut and ate a slice every day without the fish getting smaller. A feast is kept in his honour at Kemper in Brittany. And Shane Kustenuch and Kajrik as Kochanus and J. Sors na Sors Enyach. Between 7 and 9, you can enjoy 2 hours of the best in chill out music for your Sunday evening in the company of Chris Pearson. At 9 o'clock, Judith Leigh will be here as sundown once more goes to the Guild. On Tuesday evening, the 5th of May, in addition to celebrating the birth of 1830 of T.E. Brown, you can go along to the Lecture Theatre at the Manx Museum in Douglas for 6 o'clock, when Chris Lewin will be giving a talk entitled Manx Gaelic and the State, Opportunities and Challenges. It's an event organised by the Manx Language Research Group for Blaine na Gaeilge. At 6 o'clock this Tuesday evening, the 5th of May. Clare na Gael closes with Manx Quartet Shear. As the Jaru Shene Nation, so until the next time then, this is Robert Cateen Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Old Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night, Eve. I'm a Creortus, that's my Yerian Share.